second interview with Mr. John Crowe, he came from Scotland and now lives in the opposite area.
What year did you come from? What country you came from?
1959, and I came from Scotland.
Did you leave with your parents?
No.
Or any family?
No.
No family at all?
I came with a friend.
Right.
Who is in safety now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. How many years ago? Where it ended up in the different? Did you go to the truck?
So you've come from Scotland?
Yes.
Yep. And you didn't come out with any family?
No.
Why did you leave Scotland?
Economics, mainly.
Mm-hmm. No jobs available, or?
There was jobs available. I worked in the post office, but I was constantly being shifted because the population in that area was going down and they were continually doing away with employees.
Mm-hmm.
So I just completed 2 years in the army before I started work again in 1958. So I couldn't get a job in my own town, I had to shift. So I went to another town and I worked there for 18 months and the same thing happened there, and last on, first off, it was me that was being shifted again. So I said, to hell with this, I'm going.
So what type of job did you have when you came to Australia?
I was at the university, making roads.
So you went into quite a different type of work.
Oh yeah. Making roads, and I stuck that for what, 3 weeks? And then it folded up at Christmas time. Then I went into kitchen soap works, making soap for 6 months, 5 months, something like that. Then I went to the PMG for 3 years. Do you want all this detail?
Yeah.
PMG for 3 years. For 3.5 years. Then I left that. We went to Cavendish onto a sheep and cattle station for a bit over 4 years. Then we bought this land here. And we came to Officer. I worked with the council for a year. Well, that's actually a lie. I worked at Hines for a month when I first came to officer. Then I went to the council for a year. And then I flogged apple juice for a while for another 3 weeks. And after that, I went to Hendricks Concrete Products. And I was there for 5 years. And then I started on my own after that. And I've been working self-employed since 1971. End of 71, beginning of 72, started on my own. And that's it.
What sort of work do you do for yourself?
I'm a trainer.
A trainer?
Yeah.
Training.
So you settled in Officer a while after you came from Scotland?
1967.
Mm-hmm.
We settled in Officer.
How were you accepted in Officer as being Scottish?
No problems, but it took us a long time to be accepted in Officer. You are still somebody that came in.
Mm-hmm. Not born to the area.
Not born to the area. Officer, it was pretty clicky.
Even to Australians.
Even to Australians.
So nationality wasn't the problem?
Nationality wasn't the problem. It's the ones who were born here sort of had a little click.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose that's natural because they went to school together and they all knew each other and they played footy and played everything and I did nothing like that. I didn't play footy. You know.
Do you find your children are accepted into as local?
Yeah. Oh, I'm accepted as a local now.
No. Took a while though.
Do you think that migrants play a great role in the development of Australia?
Yes, there ought to be more of them.
From any...
Doesn't matter what the source is, whether they're Vietnamese, Indian or wherever it is, the migrants tend to be the ones that do the jobs that nobody else wants to do. They are willing to work. And I think they create opportunities with the very fact that they come.
What do you think the impact of migrants has been in the officer district? Well, as you said, that's a pretty closed unit, but what about
officer,
further out to Pakenham and Berwick?
Officer hasn't really changed yet. It is changing now because officer has had no development other than factories on the highway. There has been virtually no housing development in officer.
Right.
And the only changes have been rather slow. I don't necessarily say that's bad, but it hasn't changed in character. But it is starting to change now because the people, the older generation are dying out and the new generation don't have the same affinity with officers that they didn't go to school here. They don't attend the little church here. And they've just sort of lost that community spirit.
Right.
They don't shop in officer anymore. They go to Pakenham or Berwick or Narrewarren.
So it's broadening out.
It's broadening out, but I won't say it's for the better.
I know that you're online and stuff.
I'm not.
You're not
Was, I'm a has-been.
What do you think you have contributed to the officer community by being a migrant, bringing in different customs or traditions or anything like that?
I don't. Other than being on school councils and doing a little bit of unpaid
voluntary
work and things like that and trying to help your neighbours and all the rest of it. Probably done more in Pakenham than what I've done in Oxford.
We'll include that in the area.
Yeah.
Well, as much anyway.
What differences do you see in the Scottish and Australian education systems? Is there much difference or a lot? Hardly any?
Well, there's a great difference from what I was taught, but don't forget you're going back to the late 40s, early 50s, and I think if you compare Australia with the late 40s, early 50s with what you're taught now, you'd find there's just as big a difference.
Mm-hmm. What about?
I think we got a good education. I think we got a better, possibly all-round education than they do here on certain things, especially in affairs of the world and geography. We certainly knew what was going on all over the world. Australia seemed to be a bit
content within itself.
Probably. But that's only on one aspect of it, I think. But you can't really compare it because what we learned at high school, you tend to learn much sooner because of the pressure. the stuff that you're learning in high school now, a few years ago, from what I've been told, that some of that was university stuff.
I learned that I was educated here, only here, and my high school education much higher than that.
I think it's a natural progression. You're learning more, so consequently they've got to put more onto the schools, and probably what you get at university now is a mile ahead of it wasn't even taught 40 years ago.
Yeah. What about in terms of social services? Is there any great difference there?
Have you been back to Scotland at all to compare things?
My mother's still there. I still.
Yeah. So
medical treatment over there is free. Mm. You don't pay anything. I think it's come in now that you pay for prescriptions, or a certain amount for prescriptions, since Margaret Thatcher's been in power.
They're very highly taxed on that. They pay so much.
They are much higher taxed than what we are. Now that might seem stupid, but it's. Their actual basic income tax rate is less than ours, but what they forget to tell you, that they pay a national insurance stamp, or a DHSS, which is something like 11% of your wage on top of your 28%, which brings it up to about 40%, 39-40%, which is higher than what we pay here. Plus you've got VAT, which is, I think, either 15 or 17% value-added tax on everything you do.
Consumer tax.
It's a consumption tax. On everything you buy. On everything. I think it's even on food.
Really? Well, remember when we went to have a meal.
If you go to have a meal, you've got to watch. Because sometimes they don't put the VAT on the bill, when they give you the menu, they've got the price usually, and if sometimes it's exclusive of VAT and sometimes it's inclusive. Mm-hmm. So you might find that you... The same in Holland.
Mm-hmm. I've been there for a long time, but I don't doubt it.
Mm-hmm. What about in housing? Is there much difference?
Mm-hmm. Yes, housing's better here.
Right. In terms of structure?
I wouldn't say the structure's any better, but the people tend, it's different, because when I left, people were content to wait for to get into council houses. Mm. There wasn't the same amount of home ownership as what there is here. That is evidently changing.
Mm. Going up there?
No, they're not building them. They're selling the council houses to the people. They're selling them. It's new. It's the government's policy now that you sell the houses off. And
so home ownership is going up.
So home ownership, yeah.
So you've only been back a few times to Scotland?
Twice.
You can only go by what your family
I can only go what's in our area. Yeah, in our area is a pretty depressed area.
People in houses. A lot of the houses
you pay, you pay heaps of money in the south of England, far more than what you pay in Melbourne, and yet it's quite cheap up in Scotland. But who wants to live there and can't get a job?
Mm. You didn't.
Oh, there's certain areas with quite good employment. There's Edinburgh's dear, Glasgow's fairly dear too, I think, but the. There's not the employment in Glasgow than what's in Edinburgh now, evidently. Mm. And yet, when I left, Glasgow was the place where he got employment. Edinburgh was sort of poor cousin. Mm. It all changed. Once the shipyards and the steelworks and that packed up and went to Korea.
And the woolen mills?
Oh, the woolen mills are still going. But
you were from Glasgow, were you?
No, I was from Edinburgh. Wales.
What?
I was from the borders, between Galashiels and Hoyk. I worked and I was born in Duns. Now you don't know where that is.
No clue. Not a clue. It's very country.
But then again, it depends on who you interview, because you might interview somebody in a mansion.
That's right.
This is just the basic housing
he's
on about,
for
the average working person.
Well, the project is now not
individual,
not Third local history.
That's where I came from.
Right.
A bit of dumb somewhere up there. I've got to remember what it accounts. Gannon, it's a little place just outside Duns. Duns, there it is, there.
Oh, yes.
Clock Mill, Gavendon.
Gavendon.
No, mm. That's only 2 miles from Gavendon to Duns.
No. Oh, he's related to Edinburgh up there.
And I worked in Selkirk after I came home from the army. I worked there. In Brigadoon, as they talk about now, it comes to life once a year. Only Brigadoon was once in 100 years.
Now it's annually.
Huh? Oh no, Selkirk always comes to life once a year. The first week in
common
June.
Common ride.
They have a common ride in the first week in June. And the place is alive. After that, it goes back to hibernate until next year.
Right, an annual burst of activity.
Yep. Do you shoot in it?
5 minutes. Have you ever had or encouraged people from Scotland to come here? Visiting people?
Yes, I've encouraged them to visit, and I've sponsored 2 migrants. Yeah.
You sponsored 2 migrants?
Yeah. That was in 1970. I didn't ask them to come, they actually contacted me. They contacted my parents. Somebody I knew. Jim's parents contacted us.
They were able to migrate with your sponsorship.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. And visitors, have you had visitors over here?
Yeah. Had one for a year, just gone back this year. My cousin. My children's cousin. Yeah. We only had Jeanette.
Yes. Jeanette and your parents.
Yeah. In my family, but we've had a lot from Holland.
Yeah, we've had a lot of family.
My family don't move much.
But he's the same Scots, are they?
But some of our family doesn't want to move. I know,
they won't come.
It's a bit hard. You need to really inflate your tyres.
Oh, but they live in the centre of the earth. Do you know where the centre of the earth is?
Yeah, just around them.
The centre of the earth is in Sidibou.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that where Yanni's family is?
Yeah, that's the centre of the earth.
Mm-hmm. You had a question?
Yeah, I'm out of questions now.
You married, obviously, when after you've been in Australia for a while.
Yeah, do you want to see the certificate?
Oh, I believe you. I
can't believe
it. And what, you've got 4 children?
Yeah.
And they all grew up in the opposite area,
out here?
Yeah.
Attended local
school.
All born in different
hospitals. All born in different places.
Couldn't find one you liked.
Yeah. One was born in Pattinson. One was born in Box Hill. One was born in Hamilton. One was born in Pakenham, and one was born in... You were born in Melbourne.
No, Melbourne.
In bed, naked, with a woman.
Right, so you brought, well, because of you migrating, there were 4 more citizens.
Yes.
You became an Australian citizen?
No.
Not as yet. Not ever.
Well,
maybe not.
There's 5 more citizens because he's a grandson, no?
Yes, that's right.
No, I haven't become an Australian citizen, and at the moment I have no intention to become an Australian citizen for one reason, that if my children ever want to go to Europe, and live there, as long as I'm British or on a British passport, they can't stop them.
Oh, right. That's your reason for not...
That's my main reason. If they want to go back to Scotland and work there,
then
they can
go
and
right
do
to.
It. They have a right to.
Right.
I don't think
there's
quite the pride to an Australian.
Not as
there
was.
I'm almost ashamed of
this. I've nothing against Australia. I think it's a great place. I'd rather be here than there.
Oh,
but
the country's in a mess.
But why shut the door on an option that...
That's right. Yep.
Yep.
Anything further?
Not really.
No. Any points of interest that would help? I think we've just about
covered everything.
Who else are you interviewing?
I've interviewed a lady from Germany and her husband and mum's family.
Yeah.
Mum and dad's family.
And we want to talk to an Italian family and to be as well.
My parents, yeah. That'd be interesting to talk.
Yeah. No good speaking about Marcelo, he's Australian.
We've worked that out. We rang him.
He's a few generations down.
I'll tell you what, Russo's.
Russo's an Australian too. Even Peter's father was born here.
Oh, was he? Yeah.
And Angelo Russo was born in Australia.
Ah.
Uncle Noam was four when he came, about 1926 or something. Oh, no, they're.
Or any traditions that would be more relevant to Scotland than to us?
No.
To Australia?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.